I've been with this one company, I'll call it Frederick, since 1995.
Commentator Amy Dickinson.
We've been through a lot together, Frederick and I. I kept that first phone in a cradle on my desk. Then I got a little bolder and we moved on to cigarette lighter rechargers, speed dial, and voice recognition. There were the flip phone years, how they flew by. Oh, the nights and weekends, they got longer and longer. Finally, it was hands-free all the time. Frederick and I were happy, at least I thought so. When I thought the time was right, we moved on to the family plan. Those were good times. 5 free phones, free calls within the network, web browsing, picture phones. We burned up our minutes, but we didn't care. We even customized our rings. But I started to roam. Soon it was unlimited. I couldn't help it. But oh, Frederick made me pay. I was socked with all sorts of hidden charges. Finally, I'd had enough. I said, I want out. Frederick said he'd keep the Nokia. I said, I don't care. You can keep it. It's just a reminder of those early, heady days when I carried it everywhere and held it for hours into the night, talking about nothing in particular. Then Frederick brought up the contract. That was a low blow, I thought. We've been together for so long. I signed it that one time when I was jonesing for a Sony Ericsson with a hands-free headset and the goatskin cover. My God, I was blind. Sorry, Frederick said. This is your signature, isn't it? It says here we'll be together until November of 2005. 2005, I said. It's not possible. Frederick patiently explained that I went in for the 2-year contract in order to get free nights and weekends. The puzzle pieces started falling into place. Frederick had been through this before. In fact, I think this is how his last relationship ended. Well, I'm paying now. Frederick is going to charge me to leave. I can write a check with 2 forms of ID, or they can just direct debit and be done with it. I was thinking about trying to work it out. I don't want to end this relationship just to find myself out there on the street with less than full coverage, tempted to lock myself into another foolhardy affair. Finally, it's like, whatever it takes, I just want out. I know that the Trio PDA will just hurt me in the end. I know that the company, I'll call it Brad, will use and abuse me in ways large and small. But the full-color web browser was such a turn-on. I don't care anymore. I had to have it. I'm sorry. It's just the way I'm built.
Amy Dickinson writes the syndicated column Ask Amy for the Chicago Tribune.